Greetings in Christ. I am Pastor Doug Gribenaugh. The New Testament reading for today is from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 16, verses 17 through 33. So some of his disciples said to one another, "What is this that he says to us? A little while, and you will not see me, and again a little while, and you will see me, and because I am going to the Father." So they were saying, "What does he mean by a little while? We do not know what he is talking about." Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, "Is this what you are asking yourselves? What I meant by saying, 'A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me'? Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy. When a woman is giving birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she has delivered the baby, she no longer remembers the anguish, for joy that a human being has been born into the world. So also you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. In that day you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. I have said these things to you in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures of speech, but will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day you will ask in my name. And I do not say to you that I will ask the Father on your behalf, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me, and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father, and have come into the world, and now I am leaving the world, and going to the Father." His disciples said, "Ah, now you are speaking plainly, and not using figurative speech. Now we know that you know all things, and do not need anyone to question you. This is why we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you now believe? Behold, the hour is coming, indeed it has come, when you will be scattered, each to his own home, and will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A little while, and you will see me no longer. And again a little while, and you will see me. In the upper room, the disciples are unsettled. Jesus speaks of a little while when they will not see him, and they cannot grasp what he means. Their confusion is real. Their fear is rising. Jesus doesn't remove the mystery, though. He tells them that sorrow is coming, that they will be scattered, that the world will rejoice while they mourn, and he does not reveal the full shape of that sorrow. He only says, "In a little while." Jesus knew they wanted to ask him, so into that confusion, he gives them a promise. "Your sorrow will be turned into joy." Note that he doesn't ignore their sorrow. He addresses it directly. He brings it into his light. Their hearts will break, but their sorrow will not have the final word. "I will see you again," he says. Not that they will find him, but that he will come to them, risen, living, victorious, and their hearts will rejoice with a joy no one can take away. And this is where the text meets us. Because sorrow didn't end in the first century. The world is still fallen, sin still burdens, death still steals. There is sorrow, the sorrow you speak aloud, the sorrow you carry quietly, the sorrow of broken relationships, of illness, of fear for those you love, the sorrow that comes from living in a world still groaning under the weight of the fall, waiting for the redemption that Christ will bring to completion on the last day. And Jesus doesn't treat your sorrow as something small. He takes hold of it and draws you into His victory. He gathers your life into His care and works His good even through what brings you grief. And He speaks His peace to you. "In me you have peace," He says. Not the peace of escape, but the peace of His presence. The peace of the one who has gone through death and come out the other side. "In the world you will have tribulation. But take heart, I have overcome the world." I'm reminded how St. Paul helps us to hear the fullness of Christ's promise. In his epistle to the Philippians, he writes, "Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord." The surpassing worth. The treasure that outshines fear, grief, and loss, not because sorrow disappears, but because Christ stands greater than all of it. Where death speaks its threat, Christ gives life. Where sin accuses, Christ absolves. Where darkness presses in, Christ shines His light through His word and sacrament. Your name is written in the book of life. You are His. This is the joy that Jesus promises. Not a feeling that you must generate, but the joy that comes from knowing Him, from being known by Him, from belonging to the one who has overcome the world. Amen. And let us pray. O King of glory, Lord of hosts, uplifted in triumph far above all heavens, leave us not without consolation, but send us the Spirit of truth whom you promised from the Father. For you live and reign with Him and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.